Hello, my name is Neil Martin. I'm the author of Habit, the 95% of Behavior Marketers Ignore. I'm a marketer by training and instinct and have long been an advocate of a customer-centric approach for my clients. But we've known for a long time that many of marketing's most cherished beliefs are fundamentally flawed. Customer satisfaction, long a staple of marketing programs and often part of a company's mission statement, tells us almost nothing about future behavior. More than 80% of defecting customers report being satisfied or highly satisfied with the company they are abandoning. Similarly, no matter how extensively companies research new product introductions, roughly 80% of new products and services fail or grossly underperform expectations. And advertisers long ago conceded that as much as half of their advertising dollars were going to be wasted. When I began writing Habit, I did not set out to solve these seemingly intractable problems. Instead, I was simply trying to understand a simple observation. My daughter used her cell phone so automatically she didn't even seem to think about it. Most of my clients are big communication companies, so this observation was more than just idle musings on my part. Billions of dollars in annual revenue was shifting based on this type of customer behavior. In researching the idea of habitual behavior, I discovered that this topic has received unprecedented investigation by researchers in the brain sciences, including neuroscientists and cognitive psychologists. Their counterintuitive findings provide an overwhelming evidence that marketing's fundamental errors are the result of a commonly held but incorrect assumption. Customers are consciously aware of what they are doing. For simplicity's sake, imagine that we have one brain but two minds, the executive or conscious mind and the habitual or unconscious mind. If you imagine your brain as a restaurant, then the conscious mind would be the dining room. As nice as the dining room is, it is separated from the kitchen where all the work gets done. Here's the problem. Marketers are stuck in the dining room. Marketing is inexorably drawn to the executive mind's 5% while ignoring the 95% under the sway of the habitual mind. The complexity of the situation is that customers don't understand this situation either. When we ask her why she buys a particular product or shops at a particular store, she assumes there is a conscious reason for this and unknowingly makes up one on the spot. This is why so much of our market research is flawed as well. In Habit, I explain to marketers, managers, and executives how the mind really works and then update marketing principles with this improved understanding. Among the more surprising recommendations from the book is that companies should actively work to keep their customers from thinking about them. And also that to be successful in marketing to the habitual mind, companies should treat their customers like dogs. By this I mean that the unconscious mind is nonverbal and must be communicated with based on the way it learns. To do this, we take a chapter out of behavioral training, like that used to train Olympic athletes and top-performing agility dogs. Once again, this is Neil Martin. Thank you for your time, and Habit will be out this summer.